It's Michelle Strino for The Prospect Show on HockeyProspect.com. Joining me on the line today is Niagara Ice Dogs forward Brendan Perlini. Thanks for joining me, Brendan.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Now, growing up playing in England, but getting to travel to places like Sweden and Russia to play, what have you adapted the most from the European style of play?
I think just growing up in Europe, in general, you learn to play on the big ice, and you learn to skate a lot more because it's so big. And I think, growing up there definitely helped my game. And moving forward, I think if I can take little things that I learned from over there, I think it helps a lot. And, I've definitely applied those to my game today.
Now, you've completed your second full year in the OHL. You've had two pretty noteworthy coaches in Dale Hawerchuk and Marty Williamson. What kind of influences have they been?
Yeah, I think, throughout my 2 years in the OHL, I think it's gone well so far. And definitely having coaches like that who've coached a long time in the league and have been with, other really good players, it helps a lot. And, looking forward, I just hope to learn off Marty if I'm back the next couple of years. And, I try to learn as much as I can off him. And, hopefully, he can show and teach me a lot. And, learning off Dale too. I mean, it was a short time in Barrie, but I think he taught me some things that maybe some other coaches couldn't really teach with all his experience in the NHL. So overall, I think it's been a good 2 years, and hopefully just keep learning off Marty and keep experiencing things.
Is there anything in particular that you can mention from either coach that you've really use to adapt to your game?
I think over the 2 years, just in general, I've learned to be more consistent. Any coach will tell you that a good player needs to stay consistent, and I think that's one thing I just learned by myself. Just seeing the top guys like the Scheifeleys and Stroms, and how game in and game out, they're always playing good, and they're always working their hardest. So I think if I can improve on that each day and, keep working towards being the best I can be out there, I think that's my end goal.
Yeah. Now, you've got great chemistry with teammate and Leafs prospect Carter Verhaeghe. What makes you two click so well on the ice?
I think when I got traded over to Niagara, we became friends pretty quickly. And I think he's a guy who helped me get through that that rookie year there. He had a kind of a tough rookie year too with how many guys they had. So I think we have some similarities in our game. We're both skilled guys, and I played with him quite a bit my first half coming over. And I think we just on the ice, we know where each other are, and I think we just gelled right from day one. And hopefully it continues, and hopefully the success grows in the future. And hopefully we can just keep playing the way we are.
You had a tough series with North Bay, experiencing a pressure-filled Game 7. What was that like?
Yeah, the series in North Bay was real tough. They were well coached by Stan Butler, and I think as the series went on, it became there were tighter games, obviously, as the more the games went on, but the Game 7, it was a good experience. It was my first ever Game 7, and I definitely picked up a lot of things from not only that game but the whole series. And I think our team in general grew for how young we were. So next year we'll definitely look to take a big step forward, and we'll have a lot of returning players. So I think as long as the guys learned a lot this year, I think next year looking forward to it.
You're already a big player at 6'3". You probably aren't done growing, and I'm sure you're working on filling your frame. Do you think you'll have to change your style of play a bit, be a little bit maybe more physical once that happens?
Yeah, I think maybe. You never really know how things turn out. And I think, I'm a big guy, and I have a lot of speed and skill. And, I like to use my teammates out there too. So I think as I keep growing and learning the game, whether it be in the NHL, AHL, or wherever I'm playing, I think, if I have to adapt to any position or any type of role, I think I can do that.
Yeah. Other big power forwards coming out of the OHL in this draft, like Michael Del Cole and Nick Ritchie, to name a few. You know, what sets you apart from those guys?
Like I said earlier, I think, you know, the other guys are, I think they're, you know, really skilled and obviously great players. I think my speed is definitely one thing that's a lot different. I think, you know, I can skate really well, and I've always skated well. I think, you know, you can definitely keep learning all your skill sets, stick handling, shooting, skating. And, you know, I hope to just, you know, keep growing as a player and keep getting better every time I'm out there.
Now, you said your dad and your brother, you know, obviously with the experience that they have, they've tried to leave you alone a little bit more this year when it comes to advice. You know, now that the season is over and, you know, you're getting down to the testing part and we're getting closer and closer to the draft, how have they helped you out?
Yeah, I think, you know, as you said earlier, they still, you know, they're on and off with me. You know, right now I'm over in Europe here, and, I mean, I talk to them every now and then, but it's kind of tough with the time change. But, you know, they just tell me to stay positive and obviously keep working hard and stuff. And, you know, everything's, you know, you can only control what you can control. And, you know, everything will fall into place. And I think, you know, I think I've done that and just tried to stay patient with the whole process. And, you know, I'm having a fun time doing all this stuff. So I think, you know, when it comes draft day, you know, whatever happens, happens. And, you know, I think, you know, I'll try and make the best of it.
Now, other players that maybe you've played with or against that you've looked at certain skills that they have and thought you could adopt as your own and maybe improve your own game?
Yeah, I think there's always certain guys, such as you mentioned, the other guys in the draft, that have different skill sets and different things that they've learned over the years. And that's one thing I'm always trying to improve on, you know, every little thing in my game, because you can never really stop improving and getting better. And, you know, I always study the NHL and watch certain players, and whether it be the Datsuks or Crosbys, and just try and pick out their tendencies and habits and, you know, try and adopt that to my game. And I think, obviously, as the year keeps going on, I want to try and do that and hopefully be able to crack an NHL club next year.
Well, Brendan, you've already impressed a lot of fans, coaches, and scouts with your play. Continued success and good luck in the draft.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.